Agenda item number four, discussion of possible action on investment in Starwood Opportunity Fund by Richard Holt.
Thank you. A couple of years ago, I brought to you a real estate opportunity for a fund that was headquartered here in Texas. And I think one of the, downside of it was that it was deemed to be not quite as diversified as you would like, that it was mostly Texas properties and lacked some diversification because of that. Starwood is one of the largest managers of real estate in the United States. Their fund is one of the largest funds. The fund they're raising will be one of the largest funds of real estate managed here in the United States. It will be a global fund, and being global has additional diversification attributes to it. So from the standpoint of diversification, I don't think you can come or get a more diversified fund than Starwood. That having been said, this is their 11th opportunity fund. They have been in the business of investing in real estate for institutional clients since 1991. I have had clients involved with Starwood funds beginning back in like 1994 with very good results. This is the first time that they have ever offered a fund, a feeder fund, to smaller clients. And the reason they did that, and I talked with them about it, the reason they did that is there were brokers that were putting together the name of an institution, investing in their funds, putting like $100 million in that, and then going out and selling million-dollar pieces to high-net-worth individuals at a very high additional fee. When they found out about that, it was like, hey, you know, this is just not right. If we've got people with $1 million or $250,000 that want to get in our fund, we should find a better way for them to do it. So they have a feeder fund that costs, if they get the maximum amount of assets in there that they're expecting, will cost like 8 basis points. If they don't, it may cost 10 or 11. That is a phenomenal fee break for a smaller client to be able to gain access to the expertise in the real estate business that Starwood has. So we're recommending that the fund invest $1.5 million in there to gain about $1 million of exposure, because this is going to be a capital call, capital distribution fund. And by the time the last dollar is called, you will have already received back investments from prior capital calls. I don't know what else to say about it other than it's a very, very good opportunity and a rare opportunity to be able to gain, you know, access to a fund of this caliber.
You mentioned oftentimes small client versus medium large. Can you, for my benefit, remind me of what numbers you're using to call a small? I mean, because you're
under
talking
about our opportunities. From the standpoint of there are a couple of codes in the SEC code that has 3C1 and 3C7 quote-unquote clients. 3C1 clients are clients that have in excess of $5 million and below $25 million. 3C7 clients are clients that have $25 million and above. You're in the 3C1 category. As such, I think you would call it accredited investors versus qualified purchasers.
Okay.
Explain the fee structure.
The fee structure is, I believe Starwood is 1.5% the commitment, plus once you achieve a net 8% rate of return, that is, you get all your capital back, you get all of your fees back, and you get 8% gain on all of your committed assets, then they will share 80-20 on the excess. But the base fee until you get to that 8% really is 1.5%.
If we commit to $1 million, we start paying 1.5 for the full $1 million. And I'm ignorant here, so I'm trying to learn something too.
Right.
So if we commit $1 million, we're going to pay them 1.25, even right. though that we have not given them that amount of money.
That's correct.
Wow.
The usual, well, the thing is, I mean, you need to think about it, is with a preferred rate of return, that it's really an operating advance so that they can pay people to go out and find the deals to for investment. Because you're going to get that back along with your return before they get to share. And quite frankly, they really make their money off of the sharing, not off of the fees.
Typically, how long does it take them to invest that money?
Typically, it takes them anywhere from 3 to 5 years to invest the money, and anywhere from 5 to 7 years to grow the asset and sell it.
I know it's just the same word and all, but is this related to the Starwood Hotel groups?
They did. They were until they sold that to another entity, took it public, and let that other entity run those groups. But they kept the name Starwood and changed their name from Starwood, just plain old Starwood, to Starwood Capital Group. And they have other. Besides just doing in real estate now, they also have some debt funds and whatever, but they're all for the higher end. Most of their clients are $5 to $10 million minimums.
Your choice of words were an opportunity that doesn't come along.
Doesn't come along very often.
I mean, that sounds good, but...
Where have you heard that before?
Yeah, exactly. So...
Well, Starwood is going to be coming back in. I don't know whether they're going to have a feeder fund the next time they come out or whether they won't have a feeder fund the next time they come out. Most of these big guys do not mess with feeder.
So it's because of that that it's the opportunity
right.
that you described.
Is this similar to the Cole Investment Trust, COLE?
I do not know Cole.
It's a similar type of investment, and generally it's the investments terminate when the projects go public.
Right.
Packagement, but turned to a public property.
Well, there are a couple of different opportunities here. Quite frankly, one of the things that normally happens with these opportunity funds is they build up the property and they sell it to public REIT entities or to a very large operator of some sort.
I think I read where this one's dates 2027 with a 2-year extension. That's their targets, I believe.
The funds.
For it to mature and capitalize it. There's a 20.
Right. There would be it would be 10 years with possible 2-year extension on it. And the thing is, the first 6 months of this fund or something like that, because of a request by some of their very large investors who don't want to put out additional assets into real estate, their allocations are such that they're fully allocated in real estate at the current time, but they don't want to miss the fund, that there wouldn't be a capital call on them until January 1 of 18. And Starwood is agreeing to that and will use operating, if you will, cash flows, the line of credits that they have to acquire properties in the meantime.
You were saying earlier, I thought you said that the fee was 1.5%.
Yes.
And on your PowerPoint, it says 10 basis points.
The base fee is 1.25%.
They have a 25%.
The 10 basis points is for the feeder fund. The feeder fund, which is what I said, that's an incredible. Usually, if this were to be put together by Morgan Stanley or something for resale, it'd be like a 2% fee on that thing. So your overall fees would be 3.25% instead of 1.35.
So they target 14 to 16% yes. for investors, but when you say internal rate of return, so we should realize 7 to 10%, no less than 7 to 10%. That's our goal here.
Well, our goal here is to get the 14 to 16% net.
Yeah, I like that one better.
I like that too.
So tell me the difference between those two.
Internal rate of return.
That would have to do with our leverage in it. We don't have leverage.
Yield. Okay. The yield on the portfolio is the basically cash distribution on the income that's made off of the underlying properties. That, as it comes in, is sent back out to investors.
Oh, the monthly is about 7 to 10.
So this is okay. And that's the, you know, so the quite overall, frankly, that's one of the things I really like about the real estate investments.
You mitigate your risk.
If you can get like, and that's half of your return is going to come out of the income component.
Monthly, or quarterly, whenever.
That's a huge positive. Buffer.
Yeah, it is a buffer, I agree. It's a very positive attribute. But you're saying the overall should be around 14.
Should be around that.
Appreciation and our cash return.
That's correct.
We've all been trained of late. That doesn't mean we know anything.
Yeah. Right, John. Especially that trainer.
Man speaks the truth.
Speaks for himself. Okay, I will.
All right. And if you notice, the GP, the Starwood employees themselves and owners are putting in $50 million out of their own pocket.
All right. Any other questions?
Resolution. Be resolved that Rats River Authority Retirement Committee hereby accepts the recommendation to make a $1.5 million commitment to the SOFXI VIP Onshore Limited Partnership, and be it resolved that the Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee hereby accepts the recommendation fund the commitment through the sale of units of Cohen Steers Realtor Shares Fund CSRSX as capital calls and are received.
You've heard of reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Please poll the committee.
Sorry, I didn't get the vote. Who was motioned by?
Motion.
And second was by? Sal. Okay. Director seconding. Chairman Tallis?
Yes.
Director seconding them?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.